From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. France is set to supply arms to the Kurds in northern Iraq after approval for the move from Baghdad. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister David Cameron has cut short his holiday to address the Iraq crisis and says Britain will play a role in plans for an international mission to rescue stranded Yazidis at Mount Sinjar. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
France says the catastrophic situation faced by the population of Kurdistan means it's necessary to support Peshmerga forces fighting IS militants in northern Iraq. Its move follows supplies of weapons to the Kurds by the US, with Washington also boosting its military advisers in the Kurdistan region. British Prime Minister David Cameron's returned home early to chair an emergency meeting on Iraq, but while the UK's focus remains on humanitarian efforts, Mr. Cameron does say detailed plans are coming together for an international mission to rescue people from the Yazidi minority stranded at Mount Sinjar, with Kurdish officials warning of a looming genocide at the hands of IS militants.
Meanwhile, the United States is scrambling to assist in the rescue of thousands of Iraqi Kurds still stranded on Mount Sinjar, surrounded by Islamic militants. The U.S. has upped the number of military advisers who have arrived in the regional Kurdish capital of Erbil. Washington insists the 130 Marines and Special Forces will not be engaged in combat, and the White House has repeated that there is no specific plan yet on how to rescue the trapped Kurds. But President Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes signaled there were a number of ways the military task force could help create a safe passage for those trapped, prompting questions over whether they would return fire.
What he's ruled out is reintroducing U.S. forces into combat on the ground in Iraq. But there are a variety of ways in which we can support the safe removal of those people from the mountain. And frankly, we already have people on the ground working with Kurdish forces in a joint operations center in Erbil.
The United Nations says the death toll in Ukraine has doubled in the last 2 weeks to at least 2,086 casualties, in what it describes as a clear escalating trend. Meanwhile, a Russian convoy carrying aid for East Ukraine has been stalled amidst a row with Kiev over whether it can cross the border into the country. Some 300 trucks taking humanitarian aid to the conflict zone in East Ukraine have been stopped near Voronezh, some 300 kilometers from the border point. The Ukrainian government has denied the convoy permission to cross the border, with the country's deputy foreign minister slamming the humanitarian aid as an act of Russian cynicism.
Let me be clear. You don't need tanks and artillery to bring food and medicine for civilians.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. In Africa, about 45 women and children who were abducted by the rebel group the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, have emerged from captivity. The group surrendered themselves to the Democratic Republic of Congo Army in a small town called Digba in the northeast of the country. Our Africa correspondent Isabel Nakiria reports.
The returnees, all women and children, will be handed over to the African Union forces in Obor in the Central African Republic. The emergency of the group is the biggest defection since Ugandan forces started the hunt for the LRA in 2012, which is led by Joseph Kony. The Ugandan army says it signals the LRA is defeated. Analysts say this is a hopeful sign that the authorities are a step closer to dismantling the Lord's Resistance rebel group completely. I'm Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
And Pope Francis has begun his first trip to Asia, flying to South Korea in a journey aimed at building links between the papacy and the world's most populous continent, where just 3% of the world's Catholics live. It's his third trip abroad since becoming pope, following Brazil in July 2013 and Israel and Palestine last May. Elena Casas reports from Rome.
Pope Francis is spending 5 days in South Korea, where Catholicism has grown from 2% of the population to 11% in just a couple of decades. But this visit could have diplomatic impact. Chinese Catholics have been invited as the church hopes to bridge the gap with China, which does not have diplomatic relations with the Vatican. It's the first of 3 trips he has planned around Asia, aiming to raise awareness of the church in the world's most populous continent. He's set to visit Sri Lanka, the Philippines, and possibly Japan in January.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.